The vice mayor of Santa Rosa, always a pleasure to talk with Chris Rogers. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. My attitude is good. There is sun out there, so life is good.
Did you enjoy your 3-day?
No, we didn't have a 3-day around here. The news never sleeps, Mr. Vice Mayor. But but I will start with something light before we dive into the issues of Santa Rosa. And that is, you have heard, no doubt, the Oscar nominations are out. Your favorite for best movie?
You know, I'm not a movie snob. I typically will go by what I enjoyed. And it drives my little brother nuts because he was a theater major. I really enjoyed Black Panther.
Yeah,
I found it entertaining. I thought it was pretty groundbreaking. And so that would be my pick.
That's the one I haven't seen yet. It's on my list to see. It's on my watch list on TV. But I have not seen it yet. And I certainly will make the effort to do that between now and the Oscars. But it should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, Pat. So check it out. It's a good one.
Yes, I will do that this weekend for sure. All right. What are the issues of Santa Rosa for this third week of January?
Yeah, so we actually get a week off, Pat. So no city council meeting tonight, but that doesn't mean that there isn't work. We're starting to settle back in into our routine on our subcommittees. Long-term finance, for example, is coming up. Open government task force, really getting back into the weeds and doing the work. As we talked about last week, we are moving forward with an update to our general plan, which is going to be a pretty intense 8 months here in Santa Rosa, and making sure that we get in all of that input on where we're going to build housing and how we're going to finance it. There's a lot of work to do, Pat.
And that is, you're right, that's a huge endeavor. How often does that general plan get revised?
You know, the general plan, I believe it gets revised every 10 years.
Yeah.
It is a 20-year plan that is really showing us where we're headed as a roadmap for what our city is going to look like. And as you know, Pat, we also are competing not only with our own general plan, but with legislation introduced in Sacramento that tries to drive cities in a specific direction. So it is a good time for us to have that conversation with the community about what do they want Santa Rosa to look like and how do they want Santa Rosa to feel. And we have been focused on our downtown primarily.
Yeah, the downtown has been the focus, but the news in the last 3 days or so has been often about new developments in Santa Rosa, and including those who will exist in a wildfire area. And I think a lot of people, you know, the hair starts to raise on the back of their necks thinking, well, why doesn't the city council enact more restrictions now about where someone can build after the fires?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, Pat, I think that fight is one that was lost a long time ago when we talk about areas like Fountain Grove. And it is, particularly under state law, it is difficult for us to ban people from rebuilding in those areas, and then it's an even harder discussion about new development. What I will tell you is that Sonoma County and Santa Rosa specifically really, really appreciates their urban growth boundaries and their community separators. And if they were to revisit them on the ballot and to say that those areas were off limits, that would be a completely different conversation. As it stands now, the commitment that's been made to voters is we won't build in these areas, which means that we have an obligation to look at the areas that have been deemed appropriate and make sure that they are safe. I think what you'll see with a lot of these developments is a stronger emphasis on fire resiliency,
on
evacuation routes. Yeah, and so the question will be about how do we rebuild safer, how do we build safer, and how do we move forward. But it is going to be a challenge, and it's going to be a balance.
Well, you can't tell people not to build. A lot of people,
that's right,
you know, have feelings about property that's already owned in the fire hit areas. And of course, you may have an opinion about that, but nobody is going to tell a homeowner that he or she can or cannot rebuild, that is.
Yeah, I can't even imagine if I was to lose my home, and I've only been in it for 3 years, that I've been renting it, right? And it's very difficult to tell somebody that they can't rebuild those memories, that they can't rebuild their property. It's just, in under state law, it's not possible for us to tell them that.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. There are lots of reasons for that, probably. And back to downtown we go. So the general plan is a 10-year look ahead. Where do you see the downtown in 5 years from now?
You know, Pat, I'm just waiting for that first development to come in, a mid-rise, call it 8 stories to 10 stories, if we can get it to pencil out, and hopefully with a grocery store, Pat. That's really what I think is going to make our downtown start to take off. I think we've done everything that we can, that the infill developers and others have told us we need to do to get the area ready for projects. We just need to see that first domino fall. And I would hope in 5 years we have not one, not two, but 3 of the projects that are moving forward, either under construction or completed, Pat.
Where are the developers? I mean, are there any, you know, any contenders at this moment in time to develop some of those buildings downtown?
Yeah, actually, Pat, there's quite a few that are starting to move forward. We have behind the Press Democrat building that you and I have talked about before, you have the old West America Bank that I hear that there's interest in. There's the property that's on Mendocino Avenue. And then obviously we've talked a little bit about a civic center at the White House lot that could potentially be incorporated into other housing and other types of, call it a grocery store, other types of sales. All of that might open up City Hall for development and the county's property for development, where developers are chomping at the bit to be able to develop those areas and build some housing.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris, because you're a young professional in Santa Rosa, the vice mayor, after all. Once downtown gets built up, literally, and perhaps the city and county offices could be located in the downtown area as well, would you want to live there too?
Oh, absolutely, Pat. I currently live in the Burbank Gardens area, mm-hmm. and the company that I worked for, used to be right on 5th Street until they got too big and had to move. And being able to walk to work every day, being able to walk to City Hall, the only time that I would leave downtown was when I had to go and find groceries. And then I'd have to drive over either to the Safeway or the Whole Foods. There are things that are lacking in our downtown that prevent people from having a good walking environment, but I think we're fixing that, and I and many people that I know would be more than interested in having an apartment that overlooks the square.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. What about parking, though? I mean, will every development have to have its own parking garage downtown?
As it currently sits, yes, Pat. Everyone will have to be able to account for parking, whether it is under the development or some other form of cooperative agreement. I will tell you, I'm watching really closely cities who are doing it different. So downtown Sacramento right now is actually cut their parking requirement in half because they've invested in public transit. We're not there yet, but if we start to see housing development become successful in our downtown, and if that allows us to invest more in our public transit, particularly with SMART there and with our SMART shuttle that we ended up not being able to continue, but if we were able to bring something like that back once we have more density and more people downtown, I think you would start to see that the need for parking would go down. I also am watching, when we talk 5 years out, I'm looking 15 years out, 20 years out, as autonomous vehicles become more mainstream and come out of the trucking industry in particular. The need for parking in your downtown is going to be lessened. How are we making our long-term investments in housing based on some of the technology that we see coming? It's a really important conversation to be, Pat.
Wow, those are, okay. Are we talking fly-in cars within the next, the general plan after this?
You know, the Jetsons didn't quite deliver on that one, Pat. But I will tell you, Washington was able to pass an entire infrastructure bond around the idea that their autonomous vehicle development wasn't able to read the striping on the roads. It's not as far down the road as people think. Washington's actually way ahead in this area, and I think it's something for us to keep an eye on as our community continues to age over the next 15, 20 years.
All right, that's looking forward. What we're looking for now is, I suppose, a sale and some hammers and nails starting to get to work downtown.
Absolutely, Pat. You'll be down there swinging the sledgehammer, right?
Absolutely. I love Demolition Day. All right, Mr. Vice Mayor, thanks for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. You take care, Pat.
All right. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers of Santa Rosa. I hope we don't get like Seattle or someplace like that where you you might buy an apartment and then spend another $10,000 a year for that one parking space down below. Oh, let's hope not.